Oh, heck, I can't think of it. But he's a humdinger. He's as big as a small lobster.
What about something that looks kind of like a lobster, only you get it in fresh water?
You mean crawfish?
Uh-huh. And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night.
Well, now you're thinking about bullfrogs, but there's thousands of things that make noises around lakes at night. The bugs are the noisiest.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of frogs are there besides bullfrogs?
Well, the bullfrogs and about, there's the leopard frog and...
What's that like?
Well, he looks similar to, he's kin to the, very close to kin to the bullfrog. Only he's spotted and a lot lighter skin, a light beige color with dark spots on it.
What about the one that gets up in the tree?
The little toad frog, when I started to get to the tree frog, there's possibly 30 different species of those.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to go fishing, what would you dig up to go fishing with?
Well, I dig up the most common bait is the earthworm or wiggler. We have earthworms here that look like snakes. They're so big. They're a lot bigger than this Georgia wiggler, this little red worm. And we use a lot of grubs here, mm-hmm. White grub worms.
What about a small fish that could be used for bait?
There are numerous types of minnows, and also some commercial grade of goldfish that makes excellent bait that are raised for fish bait.
Mm-hmm.
And there are golden minnows and there are red striped minnows. A red tail one called a red horse. It's a good one, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You find him in cold, fast water. And there's a topwater minnow. It's kin to the mullet
mm-hmm.
family of saltwater fish. Looks just like a miniature mullet. There's grasshoppers and catawpa worms and things of that sort.
Have you ever heard the grasshopper called a hoppergrass?
Hoppergrass. I think maybe I've heard that a time or two in my lifetime.
From who? Any special group?
No, by an individual who's sort of a scatterbrain and had her thoughts all jumbled up.
What about an insect that flies around the light, tries to fly into the light? Like, you grab him and get this powder off in your hand?
Well, does the thing fly like a hummingbird, look more like a hummingbird than anything?
Well,
and you'll find them feeding on flowers in the daytime as well as flying around like night lights.
Well, what?
Or are you talking about a brown beetle?
If you left the porch light on, something that would be attracted to it if you...
Well, there's on the whole a tremendous family of moths that come to
uh-huh.
white lights.
You'd call that a...
A moth.
Uh-huh. And an insect that has a light in its tail.
Well, the firefly, and that's a... There isn't one. There's a... That's rather a large family.
Any other name for firefly?
Well, glowworm is one of the... the larval stage of it, and they call them a lightning bug. They're called lightning bugs here more frequently than they are fireflies.
Uh-huh.
You very seldom hear the firefly. You'll hear glowworm.
Uh-huh. Which do you usually call it?
I'd call them a lightning bug or a lighting bug.
Uh-huh.
Bug. That is a misnomer. They started out as a lighting bug. He ended up with his lightning in there. That's a misnomer and a contraction or something. They're trying to indicate that they light up.
Mm-hmm. What about an insect that will fly around at night and bite you if they used to spread malaria?
Well, that's the Anopheles mosquito.
Uh-huh. And an insect that you see around damp places, it's got two pairs of shiny wings, and it's got a long, dead body and a hard beak. Some people say it eats mosquitoes.